Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, Better Business, Better Series, where we will explore top-of-mind topics with business and industry leaders to understand the leading trends and innovations that continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson. Stop being overlooked and start being seen for your brilliance. Sounds pretty great, right? No matter where we are in our career journey, our life journey, we'd all like to be seen, heard, and make a difference, have an impact. Much easier said than done. Lisa Marie Plaske is someone who's been on both sides of the equation, being overlooked and being seen. And she has a powerful message for anyone who wants more visibility and ultimately success as a business leader and in their life goals. She's an author, speaker, coach, and CEO of Upside Thinking. Lisa Marie, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Will, for having me.
So, Lisa Marie, let's start by talking about how you got to where you are today as a coach and a CEO of your own business. Your journey actually started in law enforcement.
Yeah, started in law enforcement, started at the U.S. Customs Service, and then after 9/11 ended up being part of Homeland Security. However, the journey from law enforcement to today really happened because of marriage. Oftentimes, people are married and they keep going the way they're going because it's just life based on whatever seems to be next or in front of them. And for me, I took a hard look at my values and what was most important and wanted to have a successful marriage. And that allowed me to be able to say, well, what do I want to do? Does this fit the journey in law enforcement? And it's so easy to make decisions based on the money and the careers and those all being intact versus because it's comfortable and versus doing something that you really want to do, that you really are passionate about and that you love. And I've always loved leadership. And so even though I had a great career and had been the fastest promoted officer in my agency at the time, it made sense for me to leave law enforcement and to open my own business so that I could have the live out my values of freedom, fun, and flexibility and get to be there to support my husband and have our marriage be a successful journey as well.
Well, yeah, that's an important point, and that our choices aren't always in a vacuum. Right. And relationships matter, marriages matter a lot, and it's not always about what we want the most, although that should factor into it, right? But yours was a combination of factors,
yeah,
it sounds like.
Absolutely.
So you did a lot in law enforcement, and it sounds like in New York City?
I started off in the piers in New York, yes.
And there during a very emotional upheaval with 9/11. Let's talk a little bit before we get into where you are today and what you're doing today and a really inspiring message for people who want to know more about your conference and your work. How law enforcement, because I think this is, and you clearly are aware, this is a really interesting part of your journey, how that informed this new career you have, what sort of skills, tools, things you learned going through that. Because you were doing that for how long?
I did it for over 10 years.
Okay. All right.
Over 10 years.
Tell us about that.
Huge impact on my life. I recognized at one point in my career that the guys did not want to work with me. They didn't particularly like me. And that was hard.
Because you were a woman. Maybe.
I partially because I was a woman, but also I was a woman who had long blonde hair and red, white, and blue nails,
yeah,
and perhaps wasn't serious, quote, the serious look of law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recognized that I needed to do something in order to be seen, to be heard, and not just to be perceived as this token somebody or other on the piers. And so I took a leadership course. And in the leadership course, they did a series of assessments. And when I got back the assessments, it was in this community of 20, 25 leaders in not in law enforcement, but in the community in the New York region. And I got back the results and the instructor stood over me in a very, command and control position and announced to the class that if Lisa invites you to do something and you say yes, she really was hoping that you'd say no. And if you invited her to do something and she says yes, she's secretly wishing that she was someplace else.
Hmm.
And there was this big ouch and this big, wow, that's really awful. And I recognized that I could be incredibly smart and right and strong and tough, and I could also be alone and dead because the life that I had built was so safe and so secure. However, there really was not a connection because this was an assessment that I took that was on interpersonal skills.
And he was able just to he or she was able to just draw this out to identify it, and you could it hurt, but you could see that as being somewhat of the truth.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And this was actually an assessment that I took that they evaluated, and gotcha. Then you know that's what they
as part
came
of the
out.
Law enforcement. It was within that context.
It was within this community.
Okay,
I had to say to myself, okay, so what am I going to do about this? And that's when I started to study positioning. That's when I started to study connection. That's when I started to study leadership and why it makes a difference. And that's really what allowed me to move up very quickly in law enforcement to be promoted. And it's also the same tools that I took in opening my business.
And then 9/11 happened while you mm-hmm. were there. And did that course happen before 9/11 or was that?
Before.
Okay.
Before. And so it allowed me. It helped. It helped tremendously because 9/11, I think that after sending employees to look for body parts, to go to funerals, to do all of the things, there was a lot of anger, lot of anger in the area. And if you don't move through forgiveness in leadership at whatever, because you're dealing with human beings, you end up with people who can carry stuff for years and years and go, okay, I'm not working with this person. I'm not working with that person because of, and create all sorts of barriers around why somebody is a quote good or quote bad person. And I think 9/11, had I not moved through forgiveness, I don't know that I would be able to look at all people with love and acceptance, you know, today and see the value of what that does for me in everyday life.
Yeah. So from that experience, you eventually got your business going. You said mm-hmm. you learned a lot about leadership, and we'll sort of shift gears here. And today your business is called Upside Thinking. Tell us about the name of your business and what you do and some of your clients. And do you still have red, white, and blue fingernails?
Ever? I don't.
Okay. All
right. I don't. And I love the fact that you asked about Upside Thinking because Upside Thinking came because the internal success is important as the external success. And so upside thinking upside thoughts doesn't mean positivity where everything always works out the way you want. It's about finding in the challenges and the struggles whatever the upside is, because that internal is as important. And the business started out in focusing on training. And I moved into leadership coaching in 2008 because there was a need beyond the training for accountability. And I've also recognized that with the red, white, and blue nails that you speak about, that visibility is not the same as being seen. And so I get a lot of clients who feel that they're not heard and not seen. They could be incredibly visible. I mean, trust me, on the piers in New York with my red, white, and blue nails, I was visible.
Yeah.
People definitely, you know,
stood out in one way, but maybe not the way you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about what is internal success? What does that mean?
In internal success is, I believe that there are factors that create the success that we have internally. And that could be, and there's the various practices that support it. So they could be physical, they could be through meditation and, you know, emotional. The belief that you actually can do whatever it is that you are setting out to do. And for some people, they'll stay in the same career in the exact same position for 30 years because they don't see anything beyond that. They're not sure that they can actually do anything beyond. It's safe. It's comfortable. It's this is what I know. And so there's no stretching. There's no pushing the boundaries. Everybody has a comfort zone. And sometimes you don't even realize how comfortable you are in your comfort zone. So that's all part of the internal success. And yet at the same time, it's the makeup of your routine also of what you do internally to be successful, as important as the tactical pieces externally to be successful.
Right, which is perhaps more obvious, certainly to those around you, the external success. So I'd like to get into maybe a little bit of discussion about or telling us about some of specific clients or some real situations that
sure.
you dealt with. But before we do, in general, you work with large, medium, small, anybody mm-hmm. who's looking for coaching help.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Tell us about some clients who are facing some real challenges in growing or building a business or what they wanted to do and how you were able to help them reach their goals.
real clients.
Real clients, not fake ones.
That's fabulous. One of the clients that comes to mind that I just so loved working with was a woman who came to me because in her organization, her boss said to her, you know, I don't know that you're a leader. So she came to me, and meanwhile, she's had been the CEO of a company, and they'd been bought out by another organization, and we did work together, and she ended up receiving the largest bonus. She ended up getting, you know, the biggest opportunities. But the best part of it all was that what she said was that she discovered what she would consider an extra 10 hours in every work week because the energy and her ability to be able to do what it is that she could do with ease and knew what to say, how to say it, and when to say it to her boss in order to be able to communicate to her listening made such a difference in her career. And that's somebody who was working in a company. And then there was the person who came to me who had no clients and who had left her business. She was a single mom and had children and didn't know how this was going to work for her now that she was no longer in a relationship, and ended up with, you know, six-figure contracts within the course of 6 months.
Wow.
And was able to take time off to spend with her child. So real people, real stories. And for me, the lifestyle part of it is the bigger success.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of us want to have a great career, make money, and be able to live happily or, you know, maybe even buy a nice house. But if you're working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, maybe that's not part of the goal. It could be.
Could be, right.
Could be, if you like that.
But that doesn't sound
fun to me. Your
family
might not like it. Yeah, yeah. All right. In addition to your other work, you're now leading the Design Your Destiny conference. As I understand it, this has been going on. You've been doing it for 11 years.
Is that right? The 11th, yeah.
So, and it, in California?
California.
Okay. Tell us about it and what you're achieving with the conference, who can come, and what it's all about.
Oh, thanks so much, Will.
Yeah.
Love the conference. Like, this is my passion and my excitement. And Design Your Destiny Live is 7 pillars of leadership that we walk through. There are practical, important elements of how do you create a plan that matters? How do you take into consideration your personality? How do you build powerful partnerships, live your priorities, understand executive presence, and be able to utilize it so that you know what to say, who to say, and when to say it? And as we go through these pillars, there's a room filled with people from all walks of life that are there who want to make a bigger difference in the world and really care about being of service, thriving both personally and professionally, yet they don't want to do it with having to change who they are. And so you may have somebody who has had a business that they've built that has hundreds of employees and is a 7-figure business sitting next to somebody who has only the idea of a business. And yet, because there are so many one-on-one exercises and group participation, they have the ability to share ideas and share their experiences and share their knowledge so that it's not just me talking. It's also the participation. You know, when I'm on stage, I'm modeling feminine leadership, and yet I recognize that while I have something to share, there's so much knowledge in the room, and I want to give participants the opportunity to participate and connect and collaborate together.
And this is every year in January, is that right, in California?
It is, okay. January, because so it's a nice warm place.
I was going to say, what a great idea to have it in California. And it's called, I mean, and you make it clear, it's Design Your Destiny. It's not Make $1 million.
No.
It's about the whole package. Mm-hmm. And I can think of a dozen people, like, off the top of my head who could benefit and latch onto your message. So
thank you.
It's really great stuff. Anything else you'd like to add here today? Tell us where people can find you and learn more about Design Your Destiny and your business.
Thank you. Yes, Lisa Marie at upsidethinking.com. That is the best place to find me. And the website for designyourdestinylive.com is just that, designyourdestinylive.com. And lots of information there, including a great video to actually experience what the participants experience at the event. And welcome new connections, and so find me on LinkedIn as well.
Great. Thank you so much for being here. It's a very inspiring message and really great story, too, from where you started a long time ago.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Bill.
Lisa Marie Platsky, Upside Thinking CEO, thanks for joining us again. If you'd like to learn more about the Better Business Bureau, visit us at bbb.org. For the Better Business, Better Series podcast, I'm Will Johnson.
You just enjoyed Better Business, Better Series podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.